going to read the first 12 verses. My text verse will be verse 3. The title of the message, Brother John, has apostasy fallen upon America? Has apostasy fallen on America? And let's stand for the reading of God's Word, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. You know, I told the kids this morning, no matter what people say, no matter what, if we like it or not, God's Word's true. And Brother Kerry, whether we agree with it or not, we have to obey it. And sometimes you read things and people say, wow, man, I don't know if I want to agree with that. Well, it doesn't matter if we agree or not, it's still true. And some people don't believe Jesus is coming back, but the Bible says He is. And I know He's coming back. Notice what it says in verse 1 of chapter 2, Thessalonians. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many are glad He's coming? Say amen. Amen. And by our gathering together unto Him. When we gather up in the clouds, that's the rapture. We come back down, it's the revelation. Amen. 7 years apart. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. That word is close. Let no man deceive you by any means. And this is the scripture I'm going to preach from tonight. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And the man of sin be revealed, that's the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God, or that's worshipped, so that as God sitteth in the temple of God, so in himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. He who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. That's talking about the Holy Spirit there in verse 7. And then shall the wicked be revealed. That's talking about the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even whose coming is after the working of Satan, Antichrist, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful, precious word of God. Thank you for the promises of God. And Lord, one of the promises is that you're coming back. And so, Lord, we look forward to your promise being fulfilled. And we look forward to the calling up and gathering together your people with you in the clouds to be together forever. And so, Lord, we pray now tonight that you'd help me as we try to bring this message. Father, help us to bring a truth that would be meaningful to these people's lives. Help them, now, Lord, to learn and to understand in the day that we're living. And Father, fill me with the Spirit of God. May I lift up the name of Christ, and may Jesus Christ be glorified above all things. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. I'm going to speak to you from verse 3. But I want you to quickly follow with me. I'm going to give you a brief summary and overview of those 12 verses that I read to you. But I'm going to do it real brief because I want to take the whole night for the verse 3. But let me give you a quick brief summary of verses 1 through 12. Verse 1, Jesus is definitely coming back. Beseech your brother by the coming of our Lord Jesus. So he makes a bold statement. A positive statement. Jesus is coming back. You know, a lot of times people think, is he really going to come? He's going to come. Don't give up on him. He's going to come back. Amen? Jesus is definitely coming back. And when he does, he's going to gather us all up together. You can study that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Then verse 2, don't be shaken in mind. That you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled. Neither by spirit. Look what the wording is here. Don't be troubled. Don't be shaken in your spirit or by word or nor by letter. Wow. For the day of Christ is at hand. I want you to get something here. I think Paul's saying, hey, don't be shaken in mind or troubled. Don't give up. Jesus is coming. I believe he makes this statement to make us understand something. I think there's going to be real testing of our faith before Jesus comes. It appears before Jesus comes, we will be troubled in mind and in spirit and in printed material and letter and in word daily conversations of people. So much that Paul cries out, Jesus is at hand. In other words, I know you're being overwhelmed, but don't give up. He's coming. Amen? Then in verse 4, he talks about that man of sin. The man of sin will proclaim himself as God in the temple. And, that's the Antichrist. As soon as we're taken out, the Antichrist comes in. The temple, he won't proclaim it right then. He won't do that until 3.5 years later, but he will. Which means the Jewish people must restore and build the third temple. Amen? Then verse 5. In verse 5, he reminds us, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. He reminds us what he foretold that would come. He says, hey, don't remember, I told you this was coming. I know you're shaking in mind, but remember, I told you it was going to come. He's trying to encourage him. I told you it was going to come, so hang in there. How many are still with me? Then he says, verse 6, the Antichrist will be revealed in his time. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he, that word he there, is referring to the Holy Spirit. We did a message, and we've been teaching Romans about our sanctification, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We're sanctified. We're set apart in Christ. And the Holy Spirit is set up. But Brother Gary, when Jesus comes, every born-again Christian is going to go up, and the Holy Spirit's going to be taken out. See, we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. Salt preserves. When you take the salt out, there's no preservation. Are you still with me? And what he's saying is, hey, don't worry. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity does all he work for. He, the Holy Spirit, now left, will let until he be taken out of the way. What's that mean, Brother Brian? The rapture. He's going. We're going up. I can't wait till he's taken out of the way because I'm going to be with him when he's taken out. How do you know that? Because he indwells every born-again believer. So if he's going, we're going with him because we're attached. Amen? Then verse 8, the Antichrist will be revealed when the Holy Spirit is taken out. That's what he said. And he just told you what I said. Then shall that wicked be revealed. He won't be revealed. Don't buy any books. Some people say, the Christians say, I knew the Antichrist is. And don't go to the bookstore and say, where's that book? The guy said that God told him who's the Antichrist. We ought to know who it is anyways. We know it's Bill Clinton. No, kidding. It isn't. It isn't. That's just his cousin. But Bill's his cousin. Whoever. I don't know who the Antichrist is. Well, I do, but I can't. I don't get in that. Don't go buy a book. Jesus called him the son of perdition. There's only one other person in the Bible that he called the son of perdition. That was Judas Iscariot. So don't buy the book. I only told you who it was. Are you with me? Now, let me go on. I don't want to get into that. Then shall the wicked be revealed from Gary's. He's one of those guys. Yeah, I know. Come on, preacher. Shall consume with the spirit of mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I'm glad Jesus is number one. Amen? Amen. That's what I preached on today. He's number one. Who's number one? I talked about Eddie and Liz. Who's number one? You guys, Eddie's been late saying, who's number one? Who's number one? And I preached a message this morning, Brother Eddie. Who's number one? And you show forth that you were number one. Had more kids, had four kids saved. Boy, you're really starting to beat Lizzie a lot. But amen will last, amen. And what I showed was, no matter who, Ohio State's not number one, Michigan's not number one, Notre Dame's not number one, Jesus is number one. And notice in verse 9, the Antichrist, his work is of Satan. Even whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. I'm going to tell you, the Antichrist is going to have a lot of power. And he's going to be demon possessed. And devil possessed, I'm saying. And then look at verse 10. And with all deceivableness of the righteous and them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Who's the love of the truth? Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. No man cometh to the Father but by me. They didn't take Jesus when they had an opportunity. Now watch. Those that could have got saved before the rapture, for this cause, verse 11, God shall send them a strong delusion. They shall believe a lie. People say, well, if you Christians are right, we'll know it. We'll know you're gone, and we'll get saved then. No, they won't. God's going to send a strong delusion, and those who could have got saved before the rapture will not get saved. They will get the mark of the beast, and they will be damned forever. That's why it's important that we reach them now. Because if they have truth now and they don't get saved, they'll never get saved. And so, and he says that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And so that's an overview, a quick overview of those verses. But now let's go to verse 3, because that's the scripture I want to preach on. And my thought tonight for the church is this: has apostasy fallen on America? Look at verse 3. The scripture plainly teaches us that before Jesus comes back for his children, that something must happen first. Look what it says in verse 3. Let no man deceive you. Don't be deceived. By any means. For that day shall not come. What day? The rapture. Except there come a falling away first. We're going to see the falling away first before we see Jesus. If I understand that scripture right, there's going to be a falling away first before we go up. Because then the man of sin is revealed. He's not revealed until the Holy Spirit's taken out. Hello? How many are still with me? Now notice, except there come a falling away first. What will this falling away, what's this falling away referring to? We see it before we... We're going to see it. We're going to see it before we see Jesus. We better be concerned of what we're going to see, because we're going to see it before we see Jesus. It's going to come first before Jesus comes. How many believe that's what it says there? All right. Now, the falling away is referring to people and societies and nations that have the truth of God and depart from it. In other words, we call that departure from truth apostasy. That falling away we call apostasy. Now, the Webster Dictionary calls apostasy this: an abandonment of one of what one has professed. A total desertion or departure from one's faith or religion. So that's the Webster Dictionary definition of apostasy. You're going to see a total removal of the biblical faith that you once knew. Are you still with me? And that's why he said, hey, we're going to see a country, a world, that actually turns against us. That's why he said in verse 2, don't be shaken in mind and spirit or in word, because he's coming. Because I think it's going to be so bad, Eddie, we're going to say, my land, did Jesus forget about us? How many are still with the preacher? Now notice, our country is 230 years old. Our country is, in its very beginning, was formed and founded on God Almighty. That's how our country, I believe, not only was it founded on God, God was the one that ordained America. The reason America has been so blessed is because God's ordained it and blessed it. No other country has sent out the Word of God like America has. No other country has sent out missionaries like America has. No other country has produced the Bible like America has. No one's done more for the cause of Christ as far as getting out in this day that we live than America. The known world today has got the printed Word of God and missionaries because of America. I believe God, Eddie, I believe God raised up America to help reach the world. Now, use the Jewish people to bring you a Savior. Use the Jewish people to bring you your Bible, the Scriptures. Amen? Then Paul got saved. The Apostle Paul went to all known world at that time. And then they got saved. They went and they spread it all through the world. And then God raised up America. Oh, I'm glad God raised up America. Amen. I love it. How many love America? I always say, if you don't love America, get out. Our country, from the very beginning, though, was rooted and founded on the Word of God and the principles of God and the sovereignty of God Almighty. Our pledge to the flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation under, our currency, in God we trust. The coins and the paper, are you with me? Not the one with Bill Clinton, they don't have nothing about God on that. Because he's godlessness. But I got less. Boy, you got to be going, Lou. You should never. I'm just getting over that guy. And but our pledge, our currency, right from the beginning, our first textbooks of America in our schools was the Bible. The kids learned to read from the Bible when they were the first textbooks. For over 200 years, the Ten Commandments were on display. In all public government buildings. For over 200 years, every day, they still might do this, I'm not sure. They start out with prayer. Did you know that? Did you know the Senate House start out in prayer? Every day. I don't know if they still do it. I know with what's happened lately, don't be surprised if that's eliminated real soon. But what has happened to America? Well, first of all, I want you to look at the paper I gave you. And I'm just going to read you a few sentences of this. This is a 4th of July Congress, the Declaration of Independence of the 13 United States. This is a different paper than what you got. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator. Oh, wow. Our forefathers knew about our Creator. They don't want to mention Him now. Watch this. I gave you this paper. Look at George Washington sent this out as a proclamation to the country. Whereas it is the duty of all nations, it's a duty to all of to acknowledge the providence of the Almighty God. Wow! Who says we weren't founded on the Scriptures and the God? He's our first president, who's to obey His will. By the way, this is 1789. When I get done, I want to ask you. Have we come away from this? To obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and His favor. Let me see that. Whereas, I really love this. Both houses of Congress, the Senate and the House, both houses. Boy, they'd have a fit now, wouldn't they? Both houses of Congress, by joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States this statement. Wow. We're not talking about Democrat or Republican here. We're talking about the founders and the early beginnings of our country and how it was founded and how it ran and what we stood for and what America believed. Are you still with me? They want me to tell you a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledgement with grateful hearts, the many and with signal favors of all. Oh my lands, Brother Kerry. You better not read this today. You're going to get in trouble. He's already mentioned God twice. I haven't even read hardly a paragraph. And signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an equal opportunity, peaceful, to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, talking about God, who's the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be. He's giving God all the praise. Wow. And I'll just it talks about his faith for his manifold mercies. The next, how many see that? His provisions. And also that we may unite most humbly, offering our prayers. I'm about in the middle of it, and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him. Wow. He's not just our God. He's the creator of all. Wow. Notice what he says. And to pardon our nation and other transgressions. In other words, he's saying, hey, let's ask God to forgive us of our sins. 1789. George Washington, President, United States of America. How many are still with me? And so, and then last, given under my hand at this city of New York, the third day of this city of New York. Can you imagine Mrs. Hillary Clinton signing this in New York today? Her hand would fall off before she'd do that. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October, 1789. And the question tonight is this. Jesus said, before I come back, first, there'll be a falling away. First, there'll be apostasy. Before I come back, you're going to see a nation that once had faith, a nation that once believed in God, a nation that once walked with God and seek God's counsel and wisdom, you're going to see it fall away. You're going to see a nation that once let the word of God rule them and was their practice of their daily walk, you're going to see that be eroded. You're going to see that taken away. You're going to see, you see, he's saying there, once the foundations that you saw from God, you're going to see those foundations that once you started with, you're going to see all those foundations erode away. Are you still with me? Dissolve, be destroyed, taken away. Now, I noted, but what has happened to America, the land of the free, who believe in God, who used to use the Bible to govern her laws and the people? We are not ashamed to say, we used to be ashamed to say we believe in the Word of God. Now you can't even mention God in a public building. Tonight the question is this. Has apostasy fallen upon America? I believe it has. Well, let me give you reasons why. And what I'm going to do tonight, I'm just going to quote you real quickly some Supreme Court justice rulings. For instance, in 1962, the Supreme Court ruled against public prayer in the school. Boy, that's not what President Washington was talking about. He wanted the whole country in prayer. In 1963, the Supreme Court of the land ruled against reading the Bible in public school and reading the Lord's Prayer. 1963. In the 1980s, the Supreme Court ruled against posting the Ten Commandments in all the public buildings of the government, public schools. Wow. They said you had to take them out of the public schools. They were infringing on the different religions. Are you still with me? In 2002 and 2003, most of you know about this. Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, remember the Chief Justice down there? Remember he had a huge, he brought it himself, by the way. I have a note here on it. Granted, it was 5,000 pounds. 5,000 pounds. 5,300 pounds. Granted, that monument with the Ten Commandments on them. They said, you must remove that. He said, no, It's the backbone of society. When you don't have morality, when you want to cite the Word of God keeps morality and society together. Without the Word of God, you won't have a society with upright people. And they fired him. And they had to bring in people, the law, and they literally removed it. The Ten Commandments. I wonder if that would have happened in the days of George Washington. I wonder if that would have happened in the days of Abraham Lincoln or Thomas Jefferson or President Adams. Are you still with me? Even President Teddy Roosevelt. How many are still with me? I could just keep on naming them. I want you to see something. It's only been in the last 40-some years that America... I told the kids today, God bless our kids. Mac, they're facing things that you and I never faced. This world, Levi, is way different when I was a kid your age than what it is today. What I'm worried about, Brother Leo, if a Christians don't speak out and stand up for righteousness, what's going to happen within the next coming years? I know you say, why does that guy keep beating the drum? I'm trying to keep your freedom. Look up here. The Bible says, blessed is the nation. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. What I'm trying to tell you, this nation started out with God. But this nation's left God. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation. Sins are reproach to any people. And we keep electing people that are evil. And we let the onslaught of evil go on. Oh, even when you got right, it still goes on. But it's halted some. It's stayed some. In 1973, the Supreme Court made a ruling. It was legal to have abortions. For over 33 years now, they've killed millions of, I think 50 million babies. America. I showed the kids and I showed you that were here Wednesday night in Genesis 18:20. I said, remember when God was talking to Abraham, he said, the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah has come up to me. You don't think that the cry of America is not coming up to God? If he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, do you not think he'll judge America also? Our country has killed millions and murdered close to 50 million babies in the last 33 years. Psalms 127 verse 3 says, God's word says, children are a heritage of the Lord. They're a blessing. We're killing our blessing. And it's legal. And this last election, they might not have been great people that got disposed of, but most of those people that were taken out of office, most of those people, for the most part, stood against abortions. And the ones that replaced them, they believe in killing babies. Now you have an overwhelming House and Senate that both believe that murdering babies is right. Under our president, we got a few Supreme Court justices, and I was hoping to get another one more. I think we were this close to overturning, Brother Eddie. I thought we were this close to Roe versus Wade. And maybe one day we could have stopped the killer and the slaughter of abortions. But that won't happen now. That won't happen now. But America has left the blessings of God to choose to murder. I must say something to you. And I've waited a few weeks to let this come out. I know why a lot of people voted for those Democrats. They're mad at the president about the war. Now, I'm not happy with the war either. But I'm still behind our boys. I'm going to back our boys, Jimmy. I don't care. I'm backing our boys all the way. And here's the thing. when they voted to, they voted, they really voted against Mr. Bush. But what they voted also was to allow more babies to be killed in trying to save some precious soldiers. By the way, if you're gonna try to save them, you need to stay the course and do the job we want to do. Yet they, now you have an overwhelming, not, Brother Brian, now there's an overwhelming majority. It'll be an onslaught. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. But why don't we just go and, Brother Carey, I was so mad. I thought about bringing an old, I was going to bring an NIV Bible and pull it out of my, you can, and start ripping pages because the NIV is not a real Bible. And but what you're doing is just, well, I don't care about the, so we'll just cut, tear that out of the Bible. Well, I don't, I'm not against it. I'm not worried about the gay movement, so I'll tear that out of the Bible. Are you with me? It's no wonder that our government wants to be rid of the Bible and rid with everything that connected with the Bible prayer, because it condemns what they're doing. The laws of sodomy. I preached on this Wednesday night. I gave you a paper on it. The sodomy laws, once on all the legal books in America, it's a crime. It's a crime. It's evil too, by the way. But they no longer, either they don't exist or they don't enforce it. I'm going to tell you right now, and I know that when King Asa, over there in the book of 1 Kings, when he took over, he rid the land of sodomites. And the Bible says he did right what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Gays now, they're accepted as alternate lifestyle. I told the kids this morning, that's not an alternate lifestyle. It's an evil lifestyle. It's wicked. By the way, it's going to bring judgment on America. I do not hate the queer or the gay person or the homosexual, whatever you want to call them. God calls them a sodomite. Call them whatever you want. I don't hate them, but I hate their sin. And Jesus died for them like He died for you and I. And He loves them as much as He loves you and I. And what we need to do is try to reach those people in love and kindness, in the love of Christ, and try to get them out of that sin. But what I want you to see is, we ought not, you know, I told the kids when I was a young guy, they were what they call, the gay person was in the closet. They had to be because society said it was evil. Are you with me? Wonder what's happened to society. Did it change? Did God change His mind? He didn't change His mind. Matter of fact, He said, I read the scripture, the kids' scripture today, where in Deuteronomy, God says, do not let a sodomite of Israel live. There shall not be a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Hello. Boy, whew. I'm not advocating going killing out people, but they wouldn't have made it in the Old Testament. Hello. We're too lax. See, the Bible's true whether people like it or not. The Bible's true whether the public opinion. You see, they're brainwashing our kids. Can you imagine these kids? Thank God most of these kids go to our school. But can you imagine the kids that go to regular public school? They come and they all week long they're told those lies. And their brain try to bash down their brain the evil of abortions and homosexuality. Then they come and hear this preacher preach, it's evil, it's evil. Man, can you imagine our kids? Man, where am I? Where am I? Why you ought to put your kids in Christian schools so they can get the right teaching all the time? Don't have to choose from things like that. That's the truth. I don't need you to bring them. I care about your kid. Now they're letting homosexuals adopt children. Can you imagine being a baby being adopted by a homosexual? They have to adopt them because they can't reproduce. I told the kids, can you imagine if God would have made Adam and Steve? The genealogy of the human race would have stopped right then. Woman with woman, Romans chapter 1, 27, 28. And men with men, doing that which is unseemly, not natural. It's evil. And, you know, I'm amazed. And now they want to take... Now, you tolerated their sin. Now you're putting babies in their hands. I wonder what God thinks. Man, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. He's holy. I'm far from holy, man. I'm holy mackerel. But I'm far from holy. I just want you to think with me tonight. What you were elected, what America elected this last few weeks back. If you watch, even here in this, the two that came from Ohio, they both believed that homosexual was all right. They both believed that same marriages were all right. They're going to try to get me and your brother to try to marry same sex. We won't. Probably have to go to jail. Hello? You think the preacher's kidding you. Bobby, when it comes, they'll remember my words. They'll remember. I remember the old man telling us. But we just didn't believe him. He's just having one of his rages over Bill Clinton. It's not Bill Clinton, it's what he stands for. Did you know that there's already legislation? They're talking about this, the ban, the word under God in the pledge. There's legislation to move in God we trust on the coins. Huh. I wonder, has apostasy fallen upon America? By the way, Sean, Sean gave me this. Sean didn't even know I was preaching on this. He popped this in my hand Wednesday night. Man, I said, wow. Now, they're giving kids pills where they can abort the baby with a pill. Non-surgical abortion. Over 2,000 women nationally participated in the FDA, from a federal run by our government. Wonder what God thinks about America anymore. I wonder if George Washington would have had stuff like this. I wonder if Abraham Lincoln would have had stuff. I wonder if Thomas Jefferson would have had this. I wonder if Ben Franklin would have endorsed on this, put his hand on this. I wonder if Teddy Ruff Roosevelt would have said amen to this. He wouldn't have, would he? Most women will experience cramping and bleeding, which usually means the method is working. Bleeding may be similar to a heavy or normal heavy period. And then she clots, the blood clots, and the tissue come from the uterus. This is the expected part of the ending of the pregnancy. And they just go on. They said, we can do it this way, or just come on up, and we'll just rip it out of you. We'll suck it right out of you. And don't matter if they're 6 to 12 weeks old, 13 to 17 weeks old, second trimester, or 18 to 24 weeks, or we'll just take it out. We'll just pull it out. Even if it's a full-grown baby, we'll just take it out and dump it in a dumpster and let it die. This is happening in America. The two men that were elected in the state of Ohio both sanctioned this. That's why I get upset. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's what people stand for. And when you vote in people that stand for evil, the onslaught is just going to be unmerciful. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Now, I'm not telling you the group we had in there was righteous. I'm just saying they had more upright moral character than the other people. And I think you're going to see now, we've almost stayed them now for like 10 years. They've been stayed because we took over before we got the presidency. We took over the House and Senate with the pro-choice. And you know what I heard on TV Friday? Man, unbelievable, Jack. On Fox News, the guy was talking about the election. He said, Christians have found out something. The Republicans told him they liked him, but they didn't do nothing for him. And really, nobody likes their views. I read to your thing, one of those wild singers, Elton John, I believe it was. He said, I believe we ought to ban all religion. Get rid of those Christians. They're causing all the trouble. Yeah, he is. He married a guy. Yeah, that's why. And that's why he hates God. By the way, one of the things about that, I think it's so I can show you, I should have put it in that. There's characteristics of them, that rational sinner, that's a repayment. One is, and it's the 13th one, that's the 13th one mentioned, they're haters of God. Like Romans 1:30, 1:29, right in there. They're haters of God. Don't tell me they love God. I believe God. He says that they hate God. That's why he says get rid of the religion, get rid of the Bible, because everything the Bible stands for, they're against. Has apostasy fallen upon America? I believe we're seeing a continuing erosion of all the biblical truth in our country that was founded on. We have a country that was founded on the Word of God, faith in God, who now won't allow the name of God be mentioned. We have removed Bible prayer and Bible reading in all schools and public places, which were the first things they put in when we were founded. They have forced the Ten Commandments out of all the courthouses in all the public buildings. Why? What's wrong with God's Word? That's how we started. They have upheld abortions, and now, with the last election, they'll become more with a vengeance. They have put restrictions on preaching the Word of God. Especially in California, preachers can't even preach against queers in California because they'll be put in jail. They've already put some in jail. And I ask you, has apostasy fallen in America? You know when it's going to really hit? When you see him take Dad to jail. Because Dad ain't never going to shut up. That's when it's going to come. When you start, you're going to say, boy, I remember we used to laugh at him. You're not going to laugh one day at me. You're not going to laugh one day at me. All the biblical truth of our country was founded. All that we've been on is being taken away from us. And even Christians walk on and they care more about the Ohio State-Michigan game than they do what's going on in America. There's a continued erosion of truth. The foundations of our country are being removed and taken away. And soon, in the near future, all the foundational truth that we once had, Brother Brian, it'll all be gone. Every piece of it. Psalms 11:3 says this, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I personally believe God is going to pronounce judgment on America. I'll close with this thought. Someday I'm going to preach this message. I can't right now. The Lord won't let me. And I might not preach it in the right spirit. You know, I love America, Bobby. I just hate letting those liberals take America away from us and our kids. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21, a baby was born. The Ark of God was taken by the Philistines, and they named the baby Ichabod. And the word Ichabod means the glory of God has departed. You know what went through my heart, Brother Carey, when that last election in November? When I saw on all the states voting for evil. I said, I told Rosie, matter of fact, I was going to preach on that one word Sunday, but I haven't. I told Rose, I believe God has written Ichabod on America. Because all the glory of America, for what it used to stand for God, is all gone. And you've got a whole bunch of them now up there that have no moral values. And you've elected more with no moral values. So now the overwhelming, and in 2008, you'll probably put Jezebel in. Not you, but the country. There'll be an onslaught. And the glory of God is departed. I promise you I'll do all I can to keep the truth from you, before you. I'll try to keep the light on for your baby as long as I can. But Carl, unless there's a national revival, Brother Robert, I mean this with all my heart. Unless there's a spiritual revival in America for the things of God, you just remember, I'm telling you, Ichabod is being written over America. Let me ask you this question. Has apostasy fallen upon America? When we started, we were here. I think we're way over here. And God says there'll be falling away. Come here, Josh. Thank you, fellas. You can sit down. I'm going to get George Bush a signature after church. I'm sure George will sign it for you. And George Washington, too. Yeah. Didn't you know George Washington was for Ohio State, too? George Bush? Yeah, you got Ohio State tattoo? Man, George Washington was for Ohio State. Wow, that's pretty good. College wasn't even there yet. Amen. Smart president. Has apostasy fallen in America? I'd just like to get it back and leave a little time for our kids. I really would. Let's hold on to truth. This is a good church. Don't ever let the truth leave this church. No matter if the preacher's taken up to heaven, you stay with the truth. You keep the light on. Andy and Marlena's generation, they need it. Joshie's generation needs it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for America. I still believe it's the greatest country in the world. I pray for mercy. Oh God, I don't know what else to do but to pray for mercy for our country. We've went so far from you. Oh God, would you give America one more sweeping revival? A revival of the nation to turn their hearts back to God? I pray my people at Bethel, they'll have a revival within their own hearts. That they would love you more than they've ever loved you. That they would serve you more than they've ever served you. And they would hold truth precious to their heart. Pray that they won't let it slip away. I'm aware that it will be. It's going to happen. Help us. Help us, though, even though it's being eroded, to stay faithful to you. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, tonight, how many can say, "Preacher, I'm saved and I know it"? Could you raise your hand? I'm saved and I know it. Thank you. You may put them down. Looked like every hand went up. Maybe you're a Christian and you say, "Preacher, I'm saved, but I'll be honest with you. I've kind of let some things slip. I've kind of been a little lenient on some things that God says it's not right. Pray for me. Pray that I would be..." Yes, God bless you. Yes, 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 God bless you. God bless your heart. Heavenly Father, help us. Help us to love you with all our heart and soul. Help us to want the things that you'd want. Help us to care about the things that you would care about. Help us to put more importance on the things that you believe is more important, which I know is the most important thing to God, is an eternal soul of a man. An eternal soul that's going to live forever, either heaven or hell. Help us to focus on that which is important. Help us to do all we can to help our nation be blessed of God. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What page are you on, Dave? 382. If you'd like to come and pray or anything, you want to come, you come right now.